A drive between two of the most dynamic capitals in Southeast Asia will take about 4 hours for anyone traveling by car from Singapore to the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur. If you want to take a train, it'll take you about 5 hours. 10 years from now, that travel time should be knocked down to 90 minutes. The bullet train between the two capitals has been under discussion for the past 3 years. But up to now, it's been more of a project of diplomacy than engineering. This week, the leaders of the two countries signed a formal agreement that puts the deal on a much faster track, with a completion deadline of a decade. While 10 years may sound like a long time, it's actually a relatively tight deadline for a complicated project crossing boundaries and open water. It requires a bridge to go over the Strait of Johor. Officials of both Singapore and Malaysia say it will transform bilateral business between the neighboring Southeast Asian nations. And now, an entirely different kind of international diplomatic business enters a new stage. South Korea, Japan, and China are all likely to submit bids to design and build this Southeast Asian rail project. And Singapore's Straits Times reports that at this point, China is believed to have the inside track. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.